To Matthew, please. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Hey, Brother Jack Kennedy, can my daughter learn how to drive in your Cadillac?
Amen. Amen. Oh, I tell you.
Natalie drove for maybe 4 months. I got my minivan from David Skyver. I had it for maybe 2 weeks. And she ran into a cart corral with it. I mean, right off the bat, bent the curtain, just whatever. So anyways, I love my children. Matthew chapter 28. We are obviously going to be talking about resurrection morning this morning. But I want to show you, I thought it was really interesting in the angelic witnesses that were there of Christ's resurrection. If anybody would know, it would be them. Amen. If anybody would know what that went like, it would be them. And I was curious. I wonder what the angels had to say. There were angels that were there at the tomb, and I just wonder what they would have to say and what they said to the people that got there. It was very interesting. I don't believe it's a new message, but I believe it's a very pertinent message to today. I believe it's a very pertinent message for the church of today. What worries me about the church of today is that we're so concerned with having another ministry or so concerned with having another program or so concerned, and there's nothing wrong with any of the programs. Please don't misread me. But I believe if they get away from this message, if they get away from the message that the angels were attempting to tell us, if we get away from the message that Jesus tried to tell us, if we get away from the message that the apostles tried to tell us, I believe if we get away from that message, then all of our efforts are in vain. I'm very interested in having a lot of things for a lot of people. There's a lot of different folks in the whole wide world, and we need to become all things to all people that by all means we might win some. I believe we need to do that. But at the very same time, every one of those ministries needs to carry with it the message of the resurrection. It needs to carry with it the message that Jesus Christ loves you very much. It needs to carry with it the message that Jesus Christ is the only way to get saved and the only way to get to heaven. If it doesn't carry that message with it, why do we do what we do? It makes no difference. None of these, I don't care if you have 18 church softball teams, if you don't carry with that the message that Jesus Christ loves you very much, then you might as well not even play. And I believe softball can be a ministry. I believe volleyball can be a ministry. I believe the quilts are a ministry. I believe all those things are a ministry. But at the end of the day, if you don't have Jesus Christ as the center and the message that I'm going to show you this morning, if you don't have that as your message, I'm going to tell you, you're doing it in vain. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 1, the Bible says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week," first day of the week is Sunday, "came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women," here's the first one. What's the angels have to say today? What do the angels have to say to us, even in this day and age? I believe this message rings true throughout all the ages. I don't believe there's any time that this message is not pertinent. I don't believe there's any time that this message is not relevant. The first statement they make is, "Fear not ye." We live in a day where we're afraid of everything. We're afraid to discipline our children. We're afraid to learn things about the Bible. We're afraid to go out and witness. We're afraid that, well, we're on the wrong side. We're afraid that we don't have what it takes anymore. We're afraid that Obama's going to ruin our country, and he very well may. But my Bible says, "Fear not ye." My Bible says, "Fear not ye," because I'm going to tell you right now, this angel knows what you're looking for. This whole world is looking every day. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Where am I going to turn? There's only one place to turn. You're not going to find it in a bottle of alcohol. You're not going to find it on that computer screen. You're not going to find, and by the way, I'm going to tell you, I know you get sick about hearing about this, but I tell you, you'd do worse than to turn your computer off for a while. You'd do worse than to turn your TV off for a while. You'd do worse than to get in this Bible. Fear not ye. I know what you're looking for. I know that you're looking for Jesus Christ. If you came here this morning and you don't know Him as Savior, I'm going to tell you that's who you're looking for. That void that you have in your life is not going to be filled by the NBA playoffs. That void that you're looking for is not going to be filled with Cleveland Browns football. You go to Cleveland Browns football, you're going to come out just as empty as you went in, I'll guarantee you that. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of places to look and a lot of things to say in this world. I'm afraid what might happen. I'm afraid what might come. I'm going to tell you, the Bible says, fear not. Look at the next statement. I know what you're looking for. I know. Look at this. He is not. The angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Man, I wish we'd seek Him. I'm saved. I've already found Him. Yeah, but you know what? Hide and go seek. You play round after round after round after round. And I know that you can't get unsaved, but I'm going to tell you, you can get undone. And it's amazing to me how we quit seeking Jesus. How we stop. Why do we have fear? Because you stop seeking Him. Why are you afraid? Why are you worried? Because you stop seeking Him. I'm afraid what's going to happen. Then you stop seeking Him. I know who you're looking for. You seek Jesus, which was crucified. I know. I know that life is hard. I know that the things going on around you can't explain. I know this aneurysm is not fun, brother. I know this cataract surgery's got you apprehensive. But I know who you seek, and you seek Jesus. He was crucified. I got to believe that you're not going to face crucifixion in the next few years. Huh? I know you're afraid, but you can't tell me that crucifixion's not scarier than that. You can't tell me that, you can't compare my life, that was Jesus. I know Jesus suffered this for you to understand that you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid because He was crucified. You don't have to be afraid because He suffered the pains of death. You don't have to be afraid because Jesus suffered all those things. The angel tells you today, fear not. Look at turn over quickly to Luke. This is mentioned in all four Gospels, but we're just going to go over a couple of them. Look over at Luke, and we're going to be in chapter 24. Hold your hand, we're going to be back in Matthew. Fear not ye, He was crucified. Fear not ye, He suffered. Fear not ye, He knows. Do you know Jesus knows what you're going through? He really, really does. You know, Jesus is not fake. He's really real. Why don't we call upon Him more often? Why don't we seek Him more? I know that you seek Jesus. You may not know that you're seeking Jesus, but what you're looking for, you're going to find in Jesus Christ. Look at this. If you look at Luke chapter 24 and verse 5, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, these are the angels speaking, why seek ye the living among the dead? Not only did Christ get crucified, not only did Christ die, but Christ rose. Hey, it's one thing to have a Savior, but it's a whole other thing to have a Savior that's alive. Amen. I'm going to tell you, out of all the things in the whole wide world, out of all the religions, out of all the people, Joseph Smith is in the grave. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. Here's another one. Muhammad is in the grave. Yeah. Buddha, he's in the grave. I don't care. You can fashion it any way you want to fashion it. The thing that separates Jesus Christ from all the rest. The thing that separates our Savior, the Savior I know as my Savior. The thing that separates them all is this day. The thing that separates us from, hey, you believe that Jesus Christ arose because He's the only one that did. All the other Saviors are still in the grave. All the other Saviors are still there. They're not a Savior if they can't save themselves. Jesus Christ came back from the dead for you and for I. Fear not ye, not only is He crucified, He's alive. Amen. He suffered all those things. The angels are sitting there telling the people that came to the tomb, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I know life's hard. And it really is, isn't it? I know life's hard. But Jesus Christ conquered life. Do you know what that means to you and I? That Jesus conquered life. He came to the, but you would say, he's Jesus. I know, isn't that wonderful that he lives inside of me? Isn't it wonderful that Jesus gave me the ability that he had to conquer life? Do you think it was easy for him? You think it was easy for him to leave the portals of glory? I love it when people say, well, yeah, but he was Jesus. Yeah, and if I was him, I'd have stayed in heaven. If I was him, knowing what he knows, do you think for 1 minute, Brother Myers, that I would have left the portals of glory to come down here and die for people that were going to spit on him? There's a whole lot of things in the world I'm willing to take. There's two that I don't appreciate too much. I don't like being cussed. Please don't cuss me. I'll lose my testimony in a hurry if you cuss me. I don't like being spit on. You spit on me, you're going to lose your testimony too. You spit on me, we're going to fight. Just to let you know that right off the bat. We're going to fight. It's just fighting, right? But I'm going to tell you, we're going to fight if you spit on me. I'm just letting you know that. I can't stand vile. Do you know he suffered all that? And he said not a word. He said not a word. He said not a word, suffered all those things, went to the cross, and by the way, he knew he was going there. See, you say, well, he knew he was going because he knew he was going to rise. Did that make it better? I use this very weak analogy all the time. I hate the dentist with a passion. Scared as a little child. Well, little children aren't even as scared as I am to go to the dentist. I hate the dentist. The sound of the drill just gets, it's in my spine. I can't get it out. I know that when I go to get a tooth pulled or a root canal or whatever, I know, Brother Carl, that I'm going to walk out. I know it. I know I'm going to walk out and everything's going to be all right at the end, right? Does that make the dental visit any easier for me? I know I'm going to come out at the other. Listen, Jesus Christ, I know it's a weak analogy, but Jesus Christ knew that he was going to get beat. He knew he was going to go to the other side and walk out of there. He knew that. He knew he was going to rise again. I wonder if that made the beating easier. I'm telling you, it makes it harder in my eyes. It makes it more difficult to know that the people he loves so very much, the people that he loves were going to offer him up on a cross, the people that he loved. And the angel says, fear not ye, all these things he did for you. Fear not ye. Why seek ye the living among the dead? You can show up at the tomb, but he is not here. Fear not ye. I know what you're looking for. You're looking for Jesus. And I know that he was, and you know that he was crucified. But why seek ye the living among the dead? Look at John chapter 20 with me. What did the angels have to say? What did the angels have to say on this glorious morning? I believe this message still rings out true throughout all the ages. I don't believe this message is ever going to get old. John chapter 20. Look at verse 13. Or 12, and seeth two angels in white sitting, and one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Why weepest thou? Because your Savior's risen. Why weepest thou? Because your Savior's alive. Why weepest thou? Because Jesus is going to be seen very soon. Why weepest thou? Because Jesus Christ, he conquered death and hell. Why weepest thou? And I know that life is difficult. I get the opportunity to preach funeral after funeral after funeral. And I must tell you that it's a great, great feeling to know that the person that I'm preaching for has gotten saved. It's a great feeling to know that the tears are temporary at a funeral if a person knows Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's a great feeling to know that one day we're going to see them again. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, all the way in verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. The words that precede that verse are so simple that if you believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, then you're going to see them again. Yeah. That's the comfort. Isn't it a great comfort to know that I'm going to see Pastor Thompson again? Yeah. Isn't it a great comfort to know that I'm going to get to meet Dr. Hiles? Yeah. Isn't it a great comfort to know that all the ones that have gone before us that know the Lord as their Savior, we're going to get to see him again and the goodbyes are gone. You had to say goodbye when he was hanging on the cross. You had to say goodbye when they took him down. But understand this, young ladies, when you got saved, that is going to be the last goodbye you ever tell Jesus Christ. because you're going to see him again. You're going to go to heaven someday. And because of this day, because of Resurrection Sunday, because we call, the world calls it Easter, but because of this day, because of him rising from the grave, we've got the great promise, the great hope that you can find great comfort in, that we're going to get to be in that eternity with him. We're going to get to see him again, and we're going to get to walk streets of gold. Why? Because he conquered death and hell for us. Why weepest thou? This life is only temporary. Go back to Matthew with me. Let's see what else they have to say. What else do they have to say? Verse 5 says again, and the angel answered and said unto them, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. What's the next statement? He is not here. He's got a different job right now. Jesus Christ was in the midst of going down to the death and hell, dropping sin off, taking those keys from the devil himself, because he had to have the victory. He had to have victory over death. He had to have victory over the grave. And you as a Christian have that victory too. Yeah. Fear not ye, he is not here. Fear not ye, as you go through these funerals and watch people lay in the casket, they are not here either. Fear not ye, because he is risen, and because he is risen, because we celebrate this, we have the great comfort to know that this is only a stopping point for us. This is not the end. This is only a pilgrimage, a voyage, if you will. This is not our address. This is a temporary rental, and we're going to be out of here sooner rather than later. He is not here. Why? Because he is risen. He is risen. What do the angels have to say? The angels got to see it. The angels got to see that moment, that transference. I don't know what that looked like, but they got to see it. They got to witness. The angels got to witness. Now, they witnessed the crucifixion too. And I believe that had to be hard for them. I believe that had to be hard for them watching their Jesus too. Now, they're not saved people. They don't have souls like you and I do. But it's amazing to me. They got to watch this, and I'm going to tell you, it would have taken nothing for one angel to come down and wipe everybody out. I'm quite sure that they stood at the edge of heaven watching all this and said, Lord, please let us come. Yet Jesus uttered not a word. Lord, please let us come down. We can take them out. Lord, we'll take you home right now. Lord, just let us do this. He uttered not a word. He didn't cry for them. He didn't call for them. I can call more than 10 legions of angels at any time, but this is what I must do. Why? This always got to me. I didn't have this plan, but whatever. This always got to me. That the devil took 1/3 of all the angels to heaven with him, or to down to the earth with him. He took them out of heaven. They all sinned, followed right behind him. 1/3. Innumerable company, by the way. Don't know. I just know it's 1/3. Took them with him. They followed him. The very beings that God created to worship him, to love him, to call out holy, 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 to be messengers from him. Up until this time, they were completely obedient. They couldn't do anything else. That's what the angels do. They just obey. 1/3 of that heavenly host, the host that had been with him, the host that had been in his presence, the host that he made for himself, they went down with the devil. Then there's us. We're not as strong as them, not as fast as them, not as smart as them, certainly not as obedient as them. We are not, if you compare us to angels, it'd be a horrible comparison at best. Can I ask you a question on resurrection morning? Who did he die for? How special are you? Who did he die for? You're not as strong as an angel. Shoot, there's one angel in the Bible that killed 185,000 Syrians. You can't kill 1.85 Syrians. And here we are talking about this resurrection morning and the angels. The angels, you'd think they'd hold a grudge, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? But they didn't. Why? Because they love him and honor him and they obey him. telling these ladies, don't be afraid. I know you're seeking Jesus, but he is not here. We saw it. He is risen. And you know what? He didn't do any of this for us. They're not redeemed. They're not part of the redeemed. They seek to sing that song, but they can't because they're not part of the redeemed. But you know what? You are. But you know what? We are. But you know, it's amazing to me that Christ, if he had a choice, if it was me, I would have chose the angels. I would have chose the ones that were with me. I would have felt bad about them going, but he didn't choose them. He chose the ones that spat upon him. He chose the ones that hated him. He chose the ones that crucified him. He chose the ones that put him on the cross. He chose us. He is risen. He is not here. He is risen. He is risen to lead captivity captive. He is risen to separate himself from every other god, every other being, every other deity. He is risen. Why? Because he is Christ. Now look at this. I like this. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. This next word is one of the greatest words in all the Bible. Talking to us. These angels give an invitation. These angels give an invitation. And believe me, let me help you out a little bit. Angels were only allowed to say what the Lord wanted them to say. They were not allowed to speak on their own. They were not allowed to say whatever they wanted to say. They were commanded by Jesus Christ what to say, and they said it, and that's all they said. Look at this. Look at this next word. Come. Come. Fear not ye. He is not here. He is risen. Come. Look at this. Well, look at the transgression. Look at this. Fear not ye. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. Why weepest thou? He is risen. Come. Come. Come and see where the Lord lay. Come and see that he is not here. Come and see that he is risen. Come and see that he loves you. Come and see that he shed his blood for you. Come and see that he died for you. Come and see that he rose for you. Come and see that Resurrection Sunday means something to you. And if you haven't come to this point, good Lord have mercy, get yourself saved and come and see where the Lord lay. He gave this invitation to all that would have it. This is something that rings true throughout all the years. This is not something that's brand new. This is something that lasts forever. The angels telling you as people to come. See the place where the Lord lay. Come. See that he died for you. Come. See that he has power over death and hell. Come. See that he has power that no tomb can hold him. See that he has power to overcome death. Oh, death, where is thy victory? Oh, grave, where is thy sting? Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Overcame them all. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Then the next statement, and go. We got to know all these things about him. It's amazing to me that Jesus walked this earth. It's amazing to me that he spent 33 and a third years in this putrescence of sin. And it's not getting better. This old world is not getting better. But what do the angels have to say? I believe this message still matters. I don't believe this message has changed. I don't believe it's any different today than what the angels are telling us back then. Fear not. Fear not ye. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. Why weepest thou? He is risen. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And look at this last statement. Come, see the place where the Lord lay in verse 7, and go. Go quickly. And not, oh, by the way, I find this interesting. I want you to see this with me. I don't believe this is an accident. I don't believe anything in the Bible is an accident. Look at this. Go quickly and tell his disciples. Who? His disciples. Now, I understand that we're supposed to tell the lost world. You know what? I look at this and find out. You know, we're supposed to take encouragement from the Bible. Do you know we're not supposed to let this message get old? Do you know that we're supposed to tell each other? Do you know that Christians, we're supposed to, the angels are telling these people, go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. Preacher, I get so sick and tired about hearing about those messages over and over and over. I'm so tired. Well, I'm sorry, that's what the Bible tells me to do. I'm sorry, we're not supposed to let that message get old. And let me help you out a little bit, Christian. If resurrection is old for you, just die. Just die. Because I'm going to tell you, resurrection is going to become brand new to you after you die. It's amazing to me how we can't get excited anymore. It's amazing to me how we can't grab a hold of this anymore. The devils believe in God and tremble. Yeah, they tremble. We should not be afraid. We should have no trembling in us. We should know that Jesus Christ is alive. And that should be something we take with us wherever we go. By the way, not only to the lost world. You know, you might find this crazy, but that I'm reading what the Bible says. He's risen. Go tell the people that believe in him. Is that not true? Am I reading something different there? It says, go tell his disciples. Did not send him to the world first. Listen, our preachers need to assure you that he is alive. Our preachers need to assure you that he is risen. Our preachers need to assure you that the resurrection really did happen. We don't celebrate this just one day a year. We celebrate this every day of the year. You must understand that Jesus Christ is alive. He is well. He is risen. He is reigning. He is saving. And he is going to return someday. Jesus is coming back. Did I ever tell you that? See, we've got to have preachers today that are going to ring true this message to their disciples. To the people that need to hear. You've got to know. You say, well, I've already heard that. If you read the Bible, it says he is risen as he said. Now, I don't know about you, but preacher talks about the resurrection as he said. I speak about the resurrection more as I said. But I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus had already preached this to them. I think it needed to be heard again. And I think we need to hear it over and over and over again. Why? Because we need to come to the realization that this truly is not our home. We need to remember that the money that we make today is not going to go with us tomorrow. We need to realize that the things that we have today are not going to go with us to heaven tomorrow, except the Harley Davidson motorcycle. Those might make it. Which is bad, because then I'm going to be without a bike again. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to know that this message should be new. This message should be fresh. This message should be something that's on your mind. This message should be something that's on your heart. This message of resurrection. This message of Jesus dying. This message of Jesus arising. This message of fear not ye. This message of he is not here. This message of he is risen. This message of come. Why does our church pack out on Easter Sunday? Because one day a year, they hear the word come. One day a year. Why do we preach this to disciples? Because disciples need to know that the invitation still exists. Yeah. All across the world, they're going to talk about him rising today. Yep. All across the world. And this will be the last time they talk about it for another year. But not here. Because we got to know it. Disciple of Christ, you need to know that you need to know that you need to know that you know the Lord is your Savior. You've got to hear this message, and you've got to hear it again and again. And we've got to be willing to tell it. Man, it does my heart good when I hear somebody say, hey, the Lord answered my prayers. Man, it does my heart good to know that we prayed for our pastor and here he is. It does my heart good to know that somebody got saved and the old salvation story is still working out well. It does me great to know that I'm not so old that I can't get excited about the resurrection. I hope you don't get so old in your spirituality and so far along in years that you, by the way, you should be more excited about than anybody else because you're getting close to it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. Just my appointment is further away than somebody else's. Praise the Lord. Do you go through your life with apprehension? Think about this for a minute. Do you know why they had apprehension? Put this to our own lives. Think with me for a moment. I think this is exciting to me. Why did they have apprehension? Do you know why? Mary Magdalene makes a statement to the gardener, which was Jesus. If you've done something with his body, could you just tell me where it is? Why was she afraid? She was afraid because she couldn't find Jesus. Amen? Is that not true? She was afraid because she couldn't find Jesus. She was afraid because she was Caesar. She wasn't, I don't necessarily believe she was so afraid of the people in glistering white outfits. She was so afraid that she couldn't find her Lord. That's a statement she made to the gardener. She didn't tell the gardener, did you see those weirdos in the white? Good night. She didn't say that. She said, can you tell me where you've laid my Lord? In our day and age, you know what? I believe there's times when we feel like Jesus is gone from us. Huh? Why would this happen to me if Jesus really loved me? Why would this happen to me if Jesus really cared? We live in a sin-cursed world. We're not guaranteed happiness all the time. But we can find happiness all the time. We can find joy, and I'm not talking about worldly joy and worldly happiness. I'm talking about godly joy and godly happiness. If you can just listen to this message, this is for everyday life. Fear not ye. Fear not ye. She's already saved. Amen? She's already saved, and the angel's telling her, fear not ye. He is not here. Why weepest thou? He is risen. Come. Come see. Our churches should be filled with people. Our churches should be filled with people because this is where you're going to find him. Our churches should be filled with people because our disciples can't wait to tell him, come. You know what's funny? She gets there. She goes. She takes off running. Hey, guess what? He's alive. He's risen. They thought she was drunk. Lady, you're crazy. These are disciples, by the way. I wonder if our life, we get to the point where Jesus becomes not so real to us anymore. Yes. Come on now. Let's get to the nuts and bolts of life. I wonder if there comes, I know why we dry up. I know where our tears go away. I know why we start to become cynical. I know why these things happen. Do you know why? Because we forget how real he is. We forget. We don't believe he's still real. Why do people leave churches? Because they forget how real he is. Why do people walk away from the Bible? Because they forget how real he is. I don't think there's any accident here. The angel says, you go tell his disciples first. And by the way, Jesus left a pretty good message when he left. By the way, it's the same message. Go. Go ye now. Disciples, you've seen it. You've seen my power of my resurrection. Disciples, go. Go ye into all the world, teaching them, baptizing them, admonishing them in the things of me. I don't think the message has changed. I think we maybe have forgotten. Why did they say to Mary Magdalene to go and tell his disciples? Because he wanted to make sure the disciples knew it. Yeah. Do you know it? I'm not talking. Hey, if you're lost in here, you need to accept him as Savior today. I don't know what in the world you're waiting on. I really don't know what in the world you're waiting on. There is a heaven, there is a hell. And if you die today without Christ as your Savior, you're going straight to hell. There is no in between. But you say, folks, why have you forgotten? Why have you forgotten about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Go tell my disciples, because my disciples right now have forgotten. They're not doing what I've asked them to do. I'm just curious today. Have you forgotten, disciple of Christ, Have you forgotten why we celebrate this day? Oh, I've heard this message 100 times. You're going to hear it 100 more.
Yep.
Because the angels are telling us, and so is Jesus Christ, I am risen. Here it is one more time, and I'm all done. Disciple, fear not. Fear not ye. He is not here. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why weepest thou? He is risen. Come, see where the Lord lay, and go and tell others. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this wonderful morning. Lord God, I know that there was nothing new to this message. I understand that. Lord, I would to God that we could bring back the new to this message. I would to God in the hearts of these disciples that are in this room today that we would bring back the new to this message again. We'd bring back the new to the resurrection. Bring back the new to the thought that Jesus Christ is risen. Oh God, please get in the hearts of our disciples that we can tell each other how good God is. Because God is good all the time. Even in the bad times, God is good. Even in the rough times, God is good. Even in the valley, God is good. Lord, let us not forget while we're on the mountaintop that you are good. Let us not forget in the midst of victory that you are good. Lord, let us hold this story. Let us hold this truth for the rest of our lives as disciples. What did the angels have to say? Fear not. Come, see where the Lord lay. Go, tell others. Lord, help us today to grab the hold of that message and be willing to tell the good things that you have done so we can encourage others. And then go tell the world about your greatness. Lord, anoint my pastor today. Anoint all the services, Lord. This is going to be a big service. This is Resurrection Sunday, Lord. You're going to have to be here. If you're not here, we're not interested. Lord, please come down in a miraculous way this morning. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.